in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
So first, to set the context that all of these stats are not just for pregnancies, but are for births. So they're an underrepresentation of the full scale of teenage pregnancies. So between April 2017 and September 2021, we've seen a 48.7% increase in the number of births to young and adolescent girls between the ages of 10 and 14. And then this year, we've seen the latest results showing that there were at least 90,037 girls between the ages of 10 and 19 who have given birth. And this was between April 2021 and March 2022.
Talk us through what you found to be some of the causes or drivers of teenage pregnancy. The numbers are quite alarming here.
Yes. So there are a number of reasons for these numbers, but I think the most concerning one is sexual and gender-based violence against children. And we know that at least one in four children experience sexual violence by the time they reach the age of 18. And what's quite concerning is this figure around girls between the ages of 10 and 14 who are falling pregnant, because the law is very clear that children under the age of 12 cannot consent to sexual activity. They do not have the capacity to consent to sexual activity. So if they are, that will in every case be rape. Any sexual activity with children under the age of 12 would be rape. So that statistics around girls who are between those ages, extremely young ages of 10 and 12, are very concerning.
Unpack the law around consent for us, particularly what would constitute statutory rape.
The law goes on to further say that if you are between the ages of 12 and 16, you can consent. But if that consent is given to anyone who's older the age of 18, the latter, that person who is 18 and over, is guilty of statutory rape. Children between the ages of 12 and 16 may consent. Just to be very clear, that it's children between the ages of 12 and 15 can consent to having sex with each other. But if it's anyone older, like 16 and 17-year-olds, may not have consensual sex with anyone who's more than 2 years younger than them. So, for example, a 14-year-old who's engaging in sexual activity with a 16-year-old will be fine, and a 15-year-old with a 17-year-old. But it can't be more than that two-year age gap for it to be consensual.
I'm looking at the statistics by province, and KwaZulu-Natal is quite high compared to the other provinces. We're looking at between that period of April 2021 to March 2022, 24,230 births for girls aged between 10 and 19 years old. Does the organization have any perhaps insight as to what could be contributing to the number in KwaZulu-Natal being this much higher than the rest of the country?
So we did a national overview and we didn't look at it per province, but I can speak to some of the general reasons. So in addition to sexual and gender-based violence, one of the things we're dealing with is a lack of comprehensive sexuality education and stigma attached to sex. So not being able to have that conversation around your rights, your bodily autonomy, what you're ready for. Sex is very stigmatized in our community. But another important issue is lack of access to comprehensive and sexual and reproductive health, including contraceptives, which we saw was severely affected by COVID-19. And if we want to deal with the issue of unwanted pregnancy, we do have to deal with the issue of access to sexual and reproductive health.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.